President Obama says the United States has to keep pressure on the enemies reacting to the terror plot on that Delta flight that was headed into Detroit on Christmas Day. More details coming up on that, too. It gets stranger and stranger. Can't make this stuff up every single day. Also, we're going to talk about resolutions on this show. Yep. Do you make them? Do you try to stick to them? Or do you say, forget it all, I'm not even going in that direction? Happy holidays, everybody. Kate Delaney, of course, America Tonight, the name of the show. I am the captain of the ship as we zig and zag all over the place. Heading into a new year, a lot of people will have a resolution of a different sort. After maybe trying to make a marriage work, they decide they just have to throw the towel in. Or in some cases, a partner decides, hey, I want out of this. You know, there are things about a divorce. It's like the War of the Roses. Do you ever see that movie with Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner? Whew, that would turn you off to marriage just in general, I think. But it's the reality that the statistics, depending on who you talk to, you know, half of the marriages now in the United States end in divorce. But is there a way to do this in a civilized manner? And there is a way to do that. There's an attorney who's going to join us, Hal Davis, who says absolutely there's a way that you can get divorced in a way where you're not killing each other and as a result killing the kids as well. So we're going to veer off politics and lifestyle and some other things for just a minute here before we hit the headlines and talk to Hal, who's waiting in the green room. I think we can usher him in. He has one of those expensive lattes that are in the budget, at least coming to this year anyway. Hal, thanks for hanging late with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Kate. Good to be here.
You people can go to civilized, by the way, -divorce.com, because you have a fabulous website. It tells you all about the things that we're about to talk about. But what gave you the idea for civilized divorce? I mean, even using the term civilized divorce, what gave you the idea to go in this direction?
Well, I found that people, even more than a low price, people want they want to know what the price is going to be for a divorce. And the only way that I could offer them a flat fee for a divorce was to say, okay, here's what the fee is going to be if you don't start fighting. And so I just determined it from the base premise of I'm going to do it for a flat fee and then built everything else from there.
What have you found since you started? First of all, how long have you done civilized divorce, and what have you found since you started doing it?
I've been doing nothing but civilized divorce since 2000, and I'm finding that, first of all, my advertising tends to attract the people who want to do it the way I want to do it and turns away the folks who don't want to do it my way. And as a result, I'm seeing much more of the people who are ending their marriage with fatigue. They're just tired and want to move on, and not the people who are looking to extract as much blood as possible from the other side.
Yeah, and that's it, isn't it? The idea is to be efficient and pretty peaceful in this process, right?
Yes. Well, Kate, you mentioned resolutions, and that's part of what we do is the parties resolve that they are going to not fight about this. They're going to work an agreement out, and they're going to get it committed to paper, and they're going to get down the road without letting the attorneys turn this into a war for them.
Yeah. And, you know, often, too, exactly like you said, letting the attorneys turn it into a war for them. Because certainly, I mean, I come from a family that's got some attorneys, and I know this from some of the divorce attorneys that I've met in the past. I mean, a lot of what happens is you have got court filings and, you know, billable hours and all of that starts to really stack up. So these divorces can get really costly, can't they?
Yes, they really can. It's hard to imagine a couple getting divorced contested without kids for less than $10,000 aside.
Ooh.
And if you've got kids to fight over, well, if you've got money, well, send it to your lawyer because it's going to cost that much.
Yeah, no kidding. How did you know you were onto something? You said you've been doing it since 2000. How did you know that you had struck a niche here, one that obviously people felt was valuable?
Well, if you've looked at my website, you've seen I've got hundreds of testimonials. I've shepherded people through the process, and they just loved it. They loved the fact that they were in control of it. And a lot of it is the honesty of the whole process. If someone says, well, I want to do this legal thing to rattle the other side's cage. And I say, okay, that's fine. Send me $1,000. And they say, well, you know, maybe not. Maybe we'll rattle their cage some other way. So by making it a flat fee up front for the basic services and saying, well, if you want to do more and if I agree to do it, you got to send me more money, they begin to realize that it's not free to start throwing discovery grenades at the other side.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I love that, discovery grenades. And two, a lot of times people will think that they can do it on their own, and I guess you could technically, but the problem is that's where it gets complicated. There are so many things people don't understand about getting that final decree of divorce. Have you found that sometimes somebody's tried to go through the process themselves and said, oh, I can do this for $300, and then they've come to you and said, please, Hal, help me?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, I started looking at going specifically after many of these people who had, trying to help some of these people who had filed on their own and their case was about to be dismissed. And I found that, for instance, in Dallas County, there was a huge number of cases about to be dismissed because the folks found it easy to file for divorce by themselves, but they couldn't figure out how to get the rest of the paperwork done to wrap up the divorce, so the divorce was about to be dismissed. And the assistant judges in Dallas have a form letter with something like 20 different reasons to check the box why the paperwork from the forms company wasn't adequate to meet the needs. You know, for instance, a divorce with kids, depending on how big a typeface you use and whatnot, is often 50 pages. And the forms you get from the form companies are maybe like 12 or 15 pages, and they just don't cover all the stuff that the law and the judges like to have covered.
Yeah, no kidding. So realistically, if somebody gets a civilized divorce, how long could it take? If everything's good, you fill out the paperwork, how long would a civilized divorce take?
Well, under Texas law, which is where I practice, the petition has to be on file for at least 60 days before the divorce can legally be final. And if the parties move quickly in terms of getting the paperwork done, it wouldn't be at all uncommon to get a divorce wrapped up 62, 65, 70 days after they hired me and I filed the petition for divorce.
Yeah. Much different than the War of the Roses, right?
Oh, much. And, of course, in other jurisdictions, sometimes they have legal separation that we don't have in Texas, and maybe they have to have been separated for over a year and other things. So it's different in every state.
All right, Hal, thanks so much for coming on ATN, and we'll tell everyone they can check out civilized-divorce.com. It's a sad thing, but when you're in the middle of it, if you could do it civilized, I think it's much better. Thanks, Hal.
Thank you, Kate. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And heading into the new year, as I said, when you think of that statistic, and there's no true number, I mean, there's no hard number, only the one that's been manipulated where it's about half. In some cases, I've had attorneys tell me they think it's actually more than half at this point, which is, wow, that's unbelievable. All the I do's that end up falling apart. But if you have to go down that road, you have to have no choice. Be much better, certainly for the families, to do it in a civilized way. Coming back on the flip side, odds and ends, filling in on the details on what's been shaking around the country here in just a second on ATN.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
The JFK assassination.
This is Houston, say again, please.
Landing on the moon.
The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief.
9/11.
I know that many of my supporters are disappointed. I am too.
Global warming. Historic events or conspiracies. If you seek alternative information, go to conspiracyking.com. Discover the largest and best selection of conspiracy books in North America at conspiracyking.com. Read articles and the works of authors worldwide at conspiracyking.com. Want to contact us? Call toll-free 800-294-5250. That's 800-294-5250 for conspiracyking.com. Exposing tyranny since 1991.
Good day, Jim Newcomer, Midas Resources, December 27, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 11:10:50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $10.40.87, $5.70.44 for the half ounce, or $2.85.22 for a quarter ounce. That's $10.40.87, $5.70.44, and $2.85.22.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Disaster on Christmas, including finally we hear from the president about reaction to the Nigerian student who in his underwear contained about double the material carried by Richard Reed, the shoe bomber, could have been a catastrophe, as I said, on Christmas Day in Detroit. Here's what President Obama said about it.
Those who would slaughter innocent men, women, and children must know that the United States will do more than simply strengthen our defenses. We will continue to use every element of our national power to disrupt, to dismantle, and defeat the violent extremists who threaten us.
All right, and certainly, I mean, this is more than frightening. I think this is what we have been talking about on America Tonight. More than a wake-up call, let's hope. Flight 253... again, could have easily ended in a horrible disaster. The explosive certainly enough to blow a hole through the side of the plane. Who knows if everybody would have went down on that plane or not. Luckily, it was not ignited for whatever reason, and that this is all part of that investigation. But can you imagine? So still, it's jaw-dropping when you think about it. How in the world do you get through the kind of security that we supposedly have set up. Now, again, this flight originated in Nigeria, Amsterdam, and then on to Detroit. But still, I question the visa process. I question why there weren't some kind of red flags when he was already on a list that we talked about of over 500,000 people. Granted, not the no-fly list, not that one, with 4,000 or so people, but still on a list where somebody should have caught something, especially when you're talking, again, about paying cash for a flight, one-way ticket. You know, all the signs are there that we saw during 9/11, the things that happened afterwards, the conversations. Wow, well, this happened and that happened, and how come nobody knew? And, geez, didn't you notice this? Well, these were things, I think, that should have been flagged down. Now it brings into question in picking up passengers and ultimately the destinations where they arrive into Detroit or wherever, you know, how safe are we? The visa thing, I keep going back to that. Who better to have on the show than terrorism expert? He's just terrific. Jeff Atticott, who I think is on vacation and is kind enough to join us for a few here on ATN. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Hey, Kate, I'm doing great.
Yeah, well, happy holidays. Sorry it's in better circumstances, but we appreciate your time.
Oh, absolutely a pleasure, and happy holidays to y'all, too.
Okay, so this thing happens with this flight going into Detroit. It originates in Nigeria and goes through Amsterdam and then on to the United States. And the one question I guess I have is the visa process. You know, when the guy was going to blow up the building in Detroit, but of course that was thwarted by the FBI as they gained his trust, the kid, you know, et cetera. It turned out, again, he had an expired visa. How often are we seeing this? Do you think a lot of this, because he had a student visa, the Nigerian 23-year-old who could have blown up this flight, do you think, Jeff, that inherently there's a big problem with our visa system and what's happening with the State Department?
No, there's no question. It's a broken system. I mean, not just this incident, but we have millions and millions of people that are here illegally. We don't know how many people are here, how they got here, where they came from. We've tried to patch up some of these holes since 9/11, but there's really been no serious effort, you know, to really plug this gap, particularly when you have this fellow banging from going into Britain, and yet we're giving him a 2-year visa.
Wow. It's just crazy. And then you have the Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano saying that there was no indication that the incident was connected to a larger plot. And then you have Al-Qaeda claiming, no, this was part of the training, et cetera. What do you believe?
Well, I don't believe Napolitano, not for a minute. She's changed her stories. Initially, she said, oh, yeah, everything's fine. The system works great. And then she later came in and said, yeah, the system is broken. On cross-examination and a couple of talk shows, she admitted that she has not personally reviewed the entire system, how we develop the no-fly list and how we have our other lists. She is clearly a deer in the headlights, and she's been on the job a year. It's really a phenomenon, you know, from the administration that they don't want to call this a war on terror. They don't want to dedicate the resources. They wish it would go away. They don't want to confront it. They don't want to call it radical Islam. They want to call it extremists. You know, these aren't extremists. These are radical Islamic terrorists that want to kill us, and we'd better stand up and pay attention because this incident was a hair's breadth from occurring, and there's others out there right now as we're speaking that are, you know, seeing this, seeing the lacks of security and preparation, and they're plotting, whether they're lone wolf like the individual at Fort Hood or whether they're coming from Al-Qaeda Central like this fellow.
Yeah, no kidding. High-tech scanners that we have like in 19 airports, but, you know, there's a lot of privacy concerns about the, as you know, the puffer system, et cetera. Do you think that, because maybe this would have stopped and they could have seen it, they say, perhaps, if they had had it. Is this part of the problem that there's just not enough resources, as you were sort of mentioning there, dedicated to security at our airports?
Well, it's a twofold problem. As I've said many times, if you're trying to stop these guys at the airport, you're too late. We want to stop them before they get to the airport. But certainly we need the body imaging scanners. I've been through one myself, but we've had a lot of screaming and yelling by the civil liberty groups that you're evading privacy. As a consequence, the body scanners that we do have are calibrated way, way down. Those body imaging scanners, if they're calibrated correctly, they can count the number of hairs on your thigh, so to speak. And, you know, I'd much rather be a live passenger than someone that you write on my tombstone that, you know, they were politically correct. You know, we need to have every tool in our arsenal to fight these people because they use our freedoms against us.
Yeah, I agree. And you brought up the buzzword there, politically correct. Is that part of the problem that this administration, from what you've seen, that's what it's about? Whoa, gloves off, forget it, we can't do that. Don't even mention the word profile. Absolutely, we cannot do it. We don't compare us to Israel. We don't want to be like El Al. We cannot do that in this country. Is that part of the problem?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have to be like the Israelis. That's the pattern that they use. They stop their folks before they get to the airport. They have a tremendous system of cross-screening, cross-checking. And when Janet Napolitano says, well, we've got, hundreds of thousands of people, we can't watch them all, yeah, you can. With computer search engines, it takes a megasecond if someone's in the system to pull them up, to look at the flags. This fellow bought a one-way ticket. He paid cash.
Mm-hmm.
He checked no luggage. These are all flags that should have popped up. He's coming from a Middle Eastern country. That's another flag. That's not the only flag. But certainly we know that the jihadist extremists fall into a certain category. They are young males. They come from Middle Eastern countries, the majority of them. And these people need special scrutiny. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, I agree with that. And now, of course, if you're going through any airport, what they're saying is expect you might be patted down, more bag searches. Forget it, an hour outside of the airport. Everybody has to sit like they're being punished by the teacher. No laptops, no getting up. Is this just not ridiculous? I mean, is this, again, they're not treating what's really wrong with the problem, right?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, they need to, we need greater intelligence on the front end of the process. But I've been to a lot of airports around the world. Some airports, like in Colombia, for example, you have body searches physically for every passenger that gets on the plane. Different countries have different standards. We need to adopt, more stringent standards. We need to make that happen before we have a third attack on the homeland. And, of course, the second attack on the homeland was Major Hassan at Fort Hood, which the Obama administration still won't call it a radical jihadi attack, but that was the second attack on the homeland since 9/11. And we're due for a third one if we don't, understand what's going on, who the enemy is, and act accordingly.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeff Atticott, thanks so much. Always great to get the insight from you on, sadly, what happened this last time around. Let's hope we don't have a third time, and this is the big wake-up call, I think. Thank you.
Thanks, Kate. My pleasure.
All right. Again, he's always good, as you heard him say. He knows he's been through many of the airports, like I was explaining to you in my travels, Ecuador, even I said it was a holiday vacation, but Turks and Caicos, certainly, they looked cross-eyed, asked a bunch of questions, pulled me aside, as they did with several of the other passengers who had come in from Miami. So are you confused? Lots of passengers who flew on Monday, which is one of the busiest travel days of the year, were very, very confused, didn't know what to do. Even the babies apparently were frisked. There was some tight security in and around the planes, but as Jeff says, it's too late once you get to the airport. What do you think? Is it time to take the gloves off? 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuarantee.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Sweet, I asked for it, you responded. Wow. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney America tonight. There isn't anybody, I think, that doesn't have a couple of comments inside them about what happened on that flight coming from Nigeria, Amsterdam, and ultimately into Detroit. And we've got a couple more to mention here on the show. This one from Jake the Snake, listening to us in Austin, longtime listener. He always emails the show. Jake says, wow, absolutely outrageous, Kate. What will they think of next? It's funny you mentioned the liquid thing. I remember when that happened. And, of course, the shoes, everybody is used to that now at this point. But the fact that you have to sit like scolded school children, depending on what the pilot says, is absolutely ridiculous. And what a joke. Do you think that is going to stop anyone from trying to do something else? Yeah? Okay. Here's one from Sheldon. Again, he says, hi, Kate, this was an inside job. Look what they were doing. They'll take away the freedoms of U.S. travelers again. Same as the Patriot Act after 9/11 took away your freedoms. You got to look at it this way. How could a system so tight allow this guy to get in? Something stinks to high heaven here. Something does stink. I don't understand, but I don't understand how he gets on a flight, period, end of story, without a passport. Anybody else ever fly outside the borders and try to get anywhere without a passport? Wow. Here's another one from Gary in Maine. Thanks, Gary. Here's the current Toronto Star with an article about the new rules for airline passengers in Canada. Yikes. We were talking with Slam and Sammy, who calls us constantly from Montreal, about what Air Canada was doing now to passengers, and I think of everybody who's responded, Canada has been the worst. I can't imagine traveling. It's funny, too, because Canadians travel a lot. Every place I've gone, honestly, in my entire life, no kidding, I have met Canadians. I mean, in Turks and Caicos, in Ecuador, in Venezuela, in Spain, in parts of the United States. I mean, I'm saying everywhere. So here's the scoop for Canada. Almost no carry-on baggage is allowed on the flights, which we heard that, but think about that. No carry-on baggage. Ooh, that'd be tough, wouldn't it? So, and I wonder what that means. A guy, you have a wallet, I guess you would stick it in your pants. A woman, I'm assuming you could carry a purse. That would be disastrous otherwise. U.S.-bound flyers will be able to bring aboard medical devices, cameras, laptops, canes, walkers, diaper bags, oh, thank goodness, musical instruments, and bags containing life-sustaining items. Life-sustaining. What is life-sustaining? I need cookies in case you have me on the tarmac for 2.5 hours. All right, so, of course, the tightening of all of this is because of the foiled Detroit-bound Northwest Airlines flight we've been talking about on Christmas Day. So now chaos is ensuing as a result. Long lines, and especially in Canada, but not just in Canada. And in the United States, pretty much what seems to be being said is, you know, it's up to the captain, whatever the captain feels comfortable with. Wow, and that's kind of weird, putting the onus on the captain, because if the captain decides that, you know, on one particular flight, you can have the blankets, you can read the books, and then something happens, well, then is it his fault, ultimately? I mean, that's, I don't know. That's dicey to me. But the fact that that blast could have blown a hole in the jet, man, just to even think about it. And so, of course, people are questioning whether or not there could be some conspiracy involved. And how could the system that's supposed to be tighter, how could it allow this to happen? I think the answer more is lackadaisical attention to detail. I do. I think that there is not enough being paid to those watch lists. Okay, so you create the watch list, but then you don't even go over the watch list. I don't care what the priority is. They've got to shift the priorities. There's something inherently wrong with that. It's wrong. How could you not have been able to red flag this guy? There is no real answer for this. That's what it is. There is no answer for this as to how this could be missed. It doesn't make any sense. And of course, that's why all of us are struggling for ways to understand. Yeah, come on. How could this have happened? Right? So travel is not going to be fun. Let's just put it that way. Why the airport security failed to catch him is the big question of the day and of the last couple of, days, to say the least, but not the only one. All right, I have to mention this because I have to say that actually this is some music that I have heard, and maybe some of you have heard. You know, we play some hip stuff. We mix it all in. These guys are great about doing that. But there's a guy named James Owen Sullivan. He was actually a backup singer and a drummer for Avenged Sevenfold. He was found dead at his house in Southern California, 28 years old. His stage name, and I didn't realize who it was at first, is The Rev. And they think it's just natural causes. I want to say I saw the Avenged Sevenfold. Ooh. Not on stage. I think I saw them perform. The first time I saw them might have been on like a Jimmy Kimmel show or something, but thought they were pretty interesting. So, sadly, I wonder what that's about. Don't know at this point. It was a 5-man metalcore band, and they were working actually on their 5th album. And they won Best New Artist at the MTV Video Music Awards in 2006. You know, it's so tough in the music business. It still is partially about those music videos and the amount of money that you have to come up with to try to pull those videos together. Of course, if you have the record company behind you or somebody else footing the bill, which is usually what has to be the case, it still can be pretty tight. And that I can recall seeing that video. It was pretty interesting video and a pretty interesting band with a definite distinct sound. So I wonder how that Wow, I wonder how that changes things for them. Well, the answer is probably big time. You can replace the players, but how different will it sound? Speaking of replacing the players, you know, there's a lot of speculation as to what's going to happen next year with all those House seats that are up. And other there are other seats that are up, too, as well. And the, I think the answer is you're going to see a definite change. I think you're going to see maybe heads roll is the wrong term, but I think you're going to see some replacement players, even for some long-term politicos who will find themselves looking for a different job. The frustration, the rumble across the United States. I mean, hey, this is little old America tonight. But in talking to other friends in talk radio, in fact, just a conversation I had today, there is a movement afoot. I mean, there is definitely rumblings almost in every nook and cranny of all kinds of people, all kinds of backgrounds. I mean, forget the labels, throw the labels out. There's frustration, really, honestly, across the board. And speaking of frustration, you know, we've talked so much about what happened with this nut on the plane in Detroit and sadly the repercussions as a result of it. This is a weird thing. I don't know if you heard this story or not from Palm Beach, Florida. What they're saying is the cops are saying Ivana Trump was escorted off a plane in Florida. She became very belligerent when kids were running and screaming in the aisles. And they say that the ex-wife, the well-known ex-wife of billionaire Donald Trump, cursed at the kids when the flight attendants on the New York bound plane tried to calm her. She got even more aggravated. And so she hasn't been charged in the incident at the Palm Beach airport, but they asked her to voluntarily exit the plane. When she refused, she was escorted off. Oof. So wonder what the scoop was on that. Boy, Ivana Trump, things have gone in a much different direction for her, let's say, since her fate and fortunes tied to Donald Trump went in a different direction. Normally don't do entertainment news, but because so much of what America Tonight has been talking about has been so heavy, 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 I think we need to throw out some other things as well and put it in the mix here. You know, Oprah Winfrey announces she's leaving her show in a year and a half or whatever it is. Now you have Tyra Banks, who's pulling the plug on her talk show. And can you imagine if you made the kind of money these women made and you could just what great fortunes for them that they can just afford to pull the plug on shows that are making pretty good money. This is her fifth season, and apparently she's going to stay with America's Next Top Model. I haven't seen that show. I haven't actually seen her show other than little clips of it. But obviously she was doing well enough that she could bolt. But I could think a lot of people in a lot of professions that would love to be able to do that, but could hardly afford to. And then Charlie Sheen, in trouble again. His wife told the police that the actor pinned her on a bed, put a knife to her throat, and threatened to kill her in a Christmas Day fight in Aspen that started when she said she wanted a divorce. So an arrest warrant affidavit released on Monday quoted Brooke Mueller as her name, Brooke Mueller Sheen, as saying that the actor grasped her neck and was holding the knife, and he said, "You better be in fear. If you tell anyone, I'll kill you." Ooh, it's not boding well for her. And he also told her, "Your mother's money means nothing. I have ex-police I can hire who know how to get the job done. They won't leave any trace." He denies that he threatened her. Let's put it this way. I think they're pretty much headed for divorce court. You think the same? Coming up on the flip side, news you can abuse, birthdays, and this day in history. Hang with us.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Tower Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Holidays, everybody. Kate Hager with you coast to coast and everywhere in between. How about this? In the Bears and the Vikings Monday night, the Chicago Bears beat Minnesota with an overtime touchdown. What's going on with Brett Favre? Whew. The Vikings lost again on Monday night. This time, like I said, against the Bears, Jay Cutler tosses a 39-yard strike. That is nothing but money. So this is Minnesota down for the third time in four games. It also gives New Orleans Saints this loss home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs. I bring football up because we do this thing called Nail the Score. That's coming up on our next show, a special edition of it on the final weekend of the regular season in the NFL. It's a big one, actually. Make sure you call, because if you don't nail the score, that's okay. We're going to have a drawing for the Dave Pell's Golf School. If you hate golf, could care less, think it's a bunch of stuffed shirts, that's fine. It's a prize value of like $700, $600, $700. So pass it on to somebody who matters in your life. They will dig it. And it actually, it's not for stuffed shirts. I mean, you know, these days, really, honestly, you can be anywhere from a Happy Gilmore to one of the stuffed shirts or shorts. It doesn't matter. Golf isn't that game anymore, thanks to Tiger Woods, who has faded away from the game of golf due to, what does he say, personal reasons, trying to get his family life together. All right, coming up, it's, I don't want it to sound like a cliche, but where does all the time go? There are only 2 days left in the year. 2 days. So whatever you wanted to accomplish in 2009, better do it quickly. There are a lot of birthdays coming up that I'm going to tell you about, including actress, Patricia Clarkson. I think she's great. She's got a big birthday, in fact. Also celebrating a birthday, Jude Law. And actor Diego Luna, also with a decent birthday. You know, those milestones. Ted Danson has a birthday as well that I'll mention all on this very day. And actress Mary Tyler Moore. Plus, we'll do this day in history. In 1851, the first YMCA in the U.S. was organized in Boston. How about that? In 1845, Texas was admitted as the 28th state. Yeah. Can't make this stuff up. It's in the books. All right, now it's time, though, for news you can abuse. Always fun stuff here. Just coming off of Chicago, in the traditional British dessert known as Christmas pudding, there's no telling what you find, basically. It's full of fruits and spices and sometimes silver coins, even. And they still do that. Finding one in your pudding is supposed to attract luck, but a London restaurant is worried about attracting lawsuits. They're asking diners to sign away their right to sue if they chip a tooth on a Christmas pudding charm. It's not the first restaurant to do it. In fact, last year, a Chicago pub offered chicken wings that it said were so spicy, customers had to sign a waiver before eating them. I love that. You might burn the roof of your mouth. We don't want to take responsibility. How about this from New York? It's not exactly what Jose Feliciano had in mind when he wrote the song Feliz Navidad. How many times, be honest, did you hear that on the radio in the past week and a half? He says he was trying to create a bridge between two cultures and not a vehicle for political platform of racism and hate. He says two radio producers trashed the spirit of the popular holiday song by using it for a racist musical spoof about undocumented aliens. He says he was revolted beyond words when he found out. They've apologized, removed the song from a website for a conservative publication. So they took it down as soon as they heard that. Okay. This was pretty interesting. They're not really Nikes, but it shouldn't matter. Thousands of needy people in Southern California benefited from a new law that allows authorities basically to donate counterfeit goods. I love this. About 10,000 pairs of knockoff Nike, Adidas, and other sneakers are donated and are being donated to shelters all starting next week. The law just requires that the trademark holder be okay with it. And, of course, they're going to be okay with it because other people who aren't as fortunate are benefiting. So that's a good thing. Time for more of that abusive news because we haven't done it in a while, including this. This is a funny story. A Chicago man could be unwrapping the hundreds of Christmas gifts spread around his apartment for days, even weeks. Trouble is, they aren't really presents. They're his own belongings, meticulously wrapped by friends as a prank while he was out of town. Oh, I think I wouldn't be too happy with this. Yep, I don't make this stuff up. Louis Sanders packages contained everything from couch cushions to beer, the beer that was in the fridge. So his friends pretty much decided to go hog wild when he was out of town, and I have to consider that I have to give them pretty good marks for that. That's a pretty decent prank. Have you ever been the victim of any good pranks, Donovan?
Good ones? No.
Yeah, anybody got you? Anybody get you really good on a prank now?
No, not anything with any ingenuity to it.
I know. Isn't that disappointing? That's why I thought that was so clever. To go to his house, imagine, like they said, meticulously wrap all of those things, and then he doesn't know where anything is, and he's got to unwrap it. I find that hysterical. But I haven't done anything like that to any of my friends, I have to admit. I've been the victim of pranks, but usually pretty warm-hearted pranks. You know, nothing completely vicious or as unkind as the wrapping of all those household things. It's like moving when you can't find anything and it's all in boxes. Is that not the worst? All right, it is, as I said, just 2 days left in the year. It is the 29th. In 1808, the 17th president of the United States, Andrew Johnson, was born in Raleigh, North Carolina. How about that? 57 singers Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet were wed in Las Vegas. And they were together forever and ever. In 75, a bomb exploded in the main terminal of New York's LaGuardia Airport. Remember that? Killing 11 people. Also on this day in history, you had the in if we can wind back a little bit further. In 1890, the Wounded Knee Massacre took place in South Dakota. An estimated 300, sadly, Sioux Indians were killed by U.S. troops sent to disarm them. You know, there's a great book about that, Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee. If you've never read it, head off to the library and check out a copy of that. It's interesting because you... It gives you a different perspective, to say the least, on what happened there. Also in this day in history, in 1940, during World War II, Germany dropped bombs on London, setting off what came to be known as the Second Great Fire of London. In 1986, former British Prime Minister Harold Macmillan died at his home in Sussex, England, at the age of 92. Boy, 92, a long time to live. All right, Maestro, let's roll out the birthday music if we can, please. Yep, if you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. You're included among some interesting people, including Ted Danson, who is celebrating his 62nd birthday. Wow, how about that? Patricia Clarkson, the actress who you might kind of recognize her name. She's been in a lot of things. She's sort of one of those female character actors. She's 50 years old. Yeah, 50 is a good, 50 is a pretty good, decent milestone, I think. Also, Flava Klein, I got to think that that's a DJ spinning some tunes, because I look far and wide, if anybody knows who that is, to find out who. 16 years old, and already on that track of success. Also celebrating a birthday is John Jobes. John Jobes, an actor, another character actor. Character actor who is 38 years old. And that's it for birthdays. If you're celebrating a birthday, sorry, mix some in. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you. And just know you're in good company with actress Mary Tyler Moore, 73. Also, John Voight, 71 years old. Marianne Faithfull, 63, singer from, of course, England. And I'll give you one more. Actor Jude Law, I didn't tell you how old he was, 37 years old. So again, happy birthday to all of you who are blowing out the candles on the cake. Shoot me an email, americatonight.net.
Coffee time! Coffee! Coffee, 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 coffee! Cappuccino! Java! Yes!